right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live this Thursday, December 6th. I am back in Washington. I got in late last night due to some, I guess you probably know we've had some bad weather here on the East Coast, weather that I don't particularly like. And, you know, I wish I would have been on the show last night to be able to talk about the subject that I've mentioned on the shows on Monday and Tuesday night, but we're going to talk about it in more detail tonight with one of your favorite guests and certainly one of mine, Mark Glenn. I don't need to introduce Mark to you if you're a regular listener, but if you're not, and I hope there are new listeners out there tonight, Mark Glenn, he's based in Idaho. He's the author of several books, the most notable of which, I would suppose, is No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. Mark also has the website crescentandcross.com, and he can also be heard on a regular basis on this network as kind of a co-host with Hashem Talawi. ladies and gentlemen, as a co-host with Hashem Talawi on Saturday here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, at republicbroadcasting.org on the internet. And when Mark Dankoff was still broadcasting regularly here, Mark Glenn was also on with Mark. So he is a familiar face and a familiar voice to many of our listeners. And what we are going to be talking about is a subject that's of deep interest to Mark and to me and to, I think, many of our listeners, and it certainly should be a subject of interest to every civilized person on the face of the planet. It's also of great interest to people who are not so civilized, as we will see in this discussion here tonight. The subject, if you haven't figured it out, is a recent U.S. intelligence finding that Iran stopped its nuclear weapons development program in 2003. Folks, that's 4 years ago. But for the last 4 years, the President of the United States and a select group of agitators have been proclaiming that Iran is the greatest threat to civilization, when in fact, as it really turns out, it's these same people, the president and his supporters of this proposed war against Iran, which has been in the making and which I still believe is in the making. These are the people who are the greatest threat to the survival of mankind. These are the people who are the threat to civilization. These are the people who are most likely to set off nuclear weapons, not Iran. And let me just say up front, folks, even if Iran was building a nuclear bomb, what's the problem with that? Iran is only jumping into a nuclear arms race in the Middle East that began when the State of Israel developed their nuclear bomb in conjunction with Red China back in the early 1960s. And folks, while the official version of history has it that Israel didn't explode its first bomb until the 1970s, my opinion, an informed opinion, I think, is that when China exploded its nuclear bomb in 1964, that was a joint Israeli-Red Chinese bomb. That's another story for another time. In the meantime, though, we are going to be discussing President Bush and those who still want war with Iran. These are the people who are the enemies of civilization, folks. When we come back, we'll talk about this. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, back in Washington, D.C., after a brief interlude out of town. I'm not going to tell you where I was. If you need to know, just check in with the Mossad. Well, we have Mark Glenn aboard with us. Mark, glad you could join us here in the program tonight.
Michael?
How you doing, Mark?
Fine, fine. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
You know, when you go on vacation like that, you send panic through the entire underworld of the rebellion.
Well, I tell you what, it wasn't exactly a vacation, but I wish it had been. But I am glad to be back, Mark. Before we talk about what we are going to talk about and express our opinions. And you express your opinion, which is also my opinion, quite well in an article in this week's issue of American Free Press, which went to the printer yesterday and which will be in the mail and in people's mailboxes very soon. I would like to read to you and to the audience a number of headlines and a brief story from the Washington Times, which is a very pro-Israel conservative newspaper in Washington. Israel challenges report on nukes. Israeli officials yesterday disputed the conclusion of Monday's surprise U.S. assessment of Iran's nuclear program, citing, and this is the Israelis' words, clear and solid intelligence that Iran is continuing to develop nuclear weapons to threaten Israel and Europe. Then we turn to the Baltimore Sun, which is carrying a report from the McClatchy Tribune Services, I guess. It says, Israel angered by U.S. findings. Officials say intelligence report won't deter campaign against Iran's nuclear efforts. But here, Mark, and our good listeners, is the most interesting headline and comments of all from this week's issue of Washington Jewish Week. The headline is this, Mark, and I emphasize this is a direct quote. This is not Michael Collins Piper, that horrible Jew-baiter, twisting the news. Here is the headline in the Washington Jewish Week. Nuclear blowback. Jews scramble to deal with intel on Iran WMDs. The article, which is taken from the Jewish Telegraph Agency, says the release of a U.S. intelligence report stating that Iran abandoned its nuclear weapons program in 2003 has Israelis and American Jewish groups scrambling to figure out their plan B. It goes on to say that this assessment would vindicate the decades-long drive by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee to enact sanctions against Iran. AIPAC was the lead group, at times the only group, making the case in Congress and through the U.S. media that Tehran was pursuing a bomb and that it should be stopped through economic and political sanctions. One more paragraph. President George W. Bush embraced the policy and spearheaded international efforts to isolate the Islamic Republic. Now, this is Washington Jewish Week saying that Jews are scrambling to deal with intel on Iranian weapons of mass destruction. That's not Mike Piper saying that the Jews are responsible for this. It is Washington Jewish Week publishing an article from the Jewish Telegraph Agency. So I think we've laid it on the line right up front here, Mark, that we're not Jew-baiting here. We realize that not all Jews are worrying about Israel and about the efforts by the powerful American Jewish organizations, which purport to and probably do represent the thinking and interests of about 90%, certainly, of America's Jews, but not all of America's Jews, and we emphasize that here on this program. But the fact is, we don't find Serbian-American groups or Croatian-American groups or Italian-American groups or Chinese-American groups or any other hyphenated American groups worrying about this report by our U.S. intelligence agencies. We do find, according to the Washington Jewish Week, though, Jews and Jewish groups worrying about it. So that having been said, Mark, I'd like you to comment basically and describe your article in American Free Press this week.
Well, I'll start off my comment by also quoting an article that appeared in the Israeli press in the Arut Sheva section or newspaper. And this particular article written by one David Wilder was written after the conference in Annapolis and, of course, after the recent revelations released by the National Intelligence Estimate. And he is quoted saying this. Now, everybody out there who entertains any kind of notion that Israel is America's friend, perhaps they should consider what the words of this Israeli writer himself has to say. And he says, quote, "Make no mistake, the Americans are our enemies. Under the leadership of Rice and Bush, the United States has been transformed into one of Israel's most dangerous foes."
Well, obviously, this gentleman is insane. But you know what worries me, Mark? This gentleman's insane remarks are not isolated remarks. They, in fact, reflect a mindset in the state of Israel that has been enunciated time and time again by leaders of the state of Israel who, although the United States has continually propped that country up, they have utter contempt for the United States, probably best shown by their attack on the USS Liberty. And now they are saying that the United States is an enemy of Israel. Interesting.
Well, the interesting thing about this, Mike, is that for once, the Jewish press actually told the truth as pertains the relationship between America and Israel.
Absolutely. I can.
We have been enemies. We have been enemies all along. It's just that America has taken a much too long time in realizing this. Now, my prediction and the prediction that I wrote in this week's issue of American Free Press is that this is going to become even more evident in the future, maybe not as far in the near future as some of us would like to hope, when some other form of the USS Liberty or 9/11 takes place, because right now these people, as you indicated in some of the passages that you quoted, these people are desperate, and these and desperate people resort to doing desperate things.
Well, there's Mark, 9/11 was an example of desperation by the Israelis, and they did, as you pointed out in your article. Let me read this directly from your article, Mark. What they wanted but were unable to achieve 40 years ago when they attacked but failed to sink the USS Liberty, they were able to achieve on September 11, 2001, which was to bring America into Israel's wars. Right now, they have come closer to achieving what they have wanted these last 2,000 years and counting, worldwide domination, than ever before in history. They are desperate, and as you say, desperate men do desperate things. Mark, you know, this news, I called my friend the big shot lawyer, who, as I always tell people, basically echoes whatever false Fox News has to say. And I told him, I said, well, what do you think of the announcement by our intelligence agencies that the president has been wrong these last 4 years? And he said, what are you talking about? And then he's been traveling, you see, just as I was traveling, but he hadn't been listening to the news. And I told him the news, and his reaction was, you're kidding. So, you see, someone who has been force-fed the Fox News Jewish diet, Jewish take on things, the Israeli take on things, he was absolutely flabbergasted to find out that everything he believed for the past 4 years coming out of Fox News and coming out of Israeli intelligence and coming out of the mouth of this little hand puppet, George W. Bush, has been absolute hogwash. Think of how many other millions of Americans who've been relying on Fox News have had their bubbles bursted.
Well, from what I understand, Mike, Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly, and I can't say this firsthand because I haven't listened to them, but according to people that I have talked to, these guys haven't even touched on this latest news involving the intelligence report. So how would your friend or any of these other, I'm sorry to say, these mindless drones, how would they know anything about it?
Well, that's an interesting point. You know, so, but, you know, I can tell you his reaction was, you know, he was absolutely startled because the big shot lawyer fancies himself a supporter of the troops, you know, and obviously this intelligence report includes intelligence. The national intelligence estimate includes reports from the CIA. It includes reports from military intelligence. It's pretty clear to me that the people within these intelligence agencies are basically standing up to the President of the United States and the Israeli propaganda ministers and saying, you've been lying.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I think this, Mark, is a good sign because it means that finally the lines are being drawn in the sand. And that is where I think you are right, however, that this is making these people more and more desperate. And they will take advantage of this situation to make things worse. Okay, more about that when we come back. We have Mark Glenn aboard with us talking about the truth about Iran, not the lie about Iran that we've been fed by George Bush and his Zionist Jewish handlers. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism. but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Now, you've heard me talk time and time again on this program about natural health and alternative remedies, homeopathy, holistic therapies, and, you know, I have to say that I have probably saved myself thousands, probably tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills over the years by relying upon natural health products. I'm not the healthiest person in the world, but I am alive. And it's because, in my opinion, that I have relied upon these natural products. And, you know, earlier here in this program, you probably heard a commercial for Cardivite. That's K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E. Well, if you're having health problems, maybe getting tired and worn down, then Cardivite might be your answer. You need Cardivite. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, and I really like this, it's all natural. They are a sponsor of the programming you hear on this network. So check them out at heartdrop.com. That's easy to remember, heartdrop.com, or call toll-free, folks, 877-928-8822. If you didn't get that, you can remember that real easily, heartdrop.com. Okay, well, we are here with Mark Glenn. Mark, you know, it seems apparent to me, having read your article, and I have to say this, Mark, before I called you today, I had started to read the first couple paragraphs of your article, and it reminded me that I had wanted to call you anyway. And we got talking about this very subject, and I was pleased and interested to see that in the course of our discussion, I found that your thinking and mine absolutely converged on this subject, and you and I are in agreement. I think it's safe to say that the people in our military and in the intelligence community, as I've been saying for a long, long time, are really in rebellion against the Jewish lobby and its inordinate influence over U.S. foreign policy making.
Yes, and I wouldn't necessarily go so far. I mean, look, thank God they're doing it, okay? But let's be honest here. They are doing this because I think they really understand that it's not this theoretical danger anymore. Okay, now, you know, they have done the math. They're looking at what is waiting for us on the horizon. They're looking at Russia. They're looking at China. They see that the entire ship of state is being steered by a group of madmen who are intent upon driving us over the cliff. And they're saying, listen, you know, I'm in this ship of state as well. My loved ones are in this ship of state. And if this ship of state goes over the cliff, then we're all going to go down with them. So that's the thing, is that we have to understand that these people, as analytical, as professional as they may be, the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, everybody lives and dies. And they understand this. And I think that, even more so than you or me or anybody else listening to this program, I mean, let's face it, Mike, these guys have got access to information that you and I could only dream of having. So what do they know about Russia's plans of a strike against the United States if the United States strikes Iran? What do they know about China's intentions of doing X, Y, and Z in the event that America strikes Iran? So they understand this. They understand terms like starvation, nuclear winter, economic collapse, whatever. Take your pick. And I believe that this is the reason why they have said, listen, you know, you can throw me into prison. You can take away my job and my pension. You can discredit me, but I am not going to slit my own throat.
You know, it's been one thing, Mark, all these years for these people in high places to just kind of look the other way as the Israelis have tortured and maimed and suppressed the Palestinian Christians and the Palestinian Muslims. But now the policies being carried out by the United States, or the intended policies of the United States, are policies that could really get our patooties in trouble, so to speak.
In a real bad way, too, Mike.
In a real bad way.
Look at what we know with what took place after September 11th, and the fact that all of these Mossad teams scattered throughout the country were attempting to penetrate nuclear installations and things like that. There was even one team that were carrying detailed schematics of a nuclear plant as they were wandering around the halls of a federal building. And so this is what I'm saying. They understand how close to the precipice we are, and this is the reason why they, I think that they have come forward and done what they've done this week.
You know, Mark, a couple of weeks ago, I saw something summarizing a very, how can I put this? It was a summary of a possible scenario of what would occur if the United States did, in fact, attack Iran. And I want to tell you that summary was very, very frightening. There was never any such summary or any even possibility, and even any possibility that the Iraqi regime would have had the capacity that the Iranians even now have to respond. And so you know, the bottom line of it is they recognize that, well, the time has come and something has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are at the half-hour break already, Mark. We already have some callers lined up. I hope those callers want to talk about, and I ask that they do talk about, this subject tonight. So we'll go to them after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on RepublicBroadcasting.org with our very special guest, Mark Glenn. I must tell you that this issue of American Free Press, at long last, finally announces the availability of my new book, The Golem, G-O-L-E-M. And that book, not coincidentally, folks, is about Israel's nuclear hell bomb and the path to global Armageddon upon which Israel's hell bomb is leading us. Israel is indeed the primary cause of world unrest today. It is at the centerpiece of world unrest. And I'm pleased to say that the timing on the book, the release of the book, which is purely coincidental, I wanted to have the book released several months ago, but I got behind in it. But the release of the book is very, very timely. And in that regard, I must mention, Mark, I'm not correcting you, but I'm maybe just bringing you up to date. In your article in American Free Press this week, you point out something which is not exactly correct as of today in terms of the recent reaction to the release of this national intelligence estimate. You say the one thing the Israelis and their allies in American soil have not done yet is to allege the NIE's analysis is all the result of Islamo-fascist agents and spies who have penetrated America's most sensitive intelligence agencies. Well, in fact, Mark, they've already made that allegation. And there's a whole chapter on that in my book. The fact is that some months ago, about 6 or 7 months ago, JINSA's publication, and JINSA, of course, is the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA featured an article in its publication saying that there are, in fact, Islamo-fascist agents and sympathizers inside the American military, inside the American intelligence community, and they were calling for a witch hunt. So it's entirely possible that, as you more or less predict here, in a sense, it's entirely possible that there will now be a major push by the Jews, as it's been described by Washington Jewish Week. The Jews may scramble to deal with this new national intelligence estimate by alleging that there are Islamo-fascist agents and jihadists, and that's their words in that JINSA article, jihadists inside our intelligence agencies. As you say in your article, it ain't over till it's over, Mark, and that's the scary part about it, because as you've pointed out, the president is still pushing and pushing hard with a hard line against Iran.
But you know what, Mike? You're right. I think that right now we are at an extraordinarily dangerous part. I look at this as the night that the British were marching towards Lexington and Concord. Okay, but at the same time, this has all come together at a time when now it's a do or die situation. Okay, the rats have basically been flushed out of their holes now, not just with this intelligence report, but with everything that has taken place over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. We have Walt Mearsheimer coming out with their book. We have President Carter, former President Carter, coming out making the kinds of statements that he's making. Abe Foxman is actually considering resigning from the ADL because he's worried that maybe he's no longer effective. Okay, my point is that the fissures in this thing, they aren't just appearing. They are breaking open wide. So that is the truth is that you're right. This puts them in a corner where when an animal is cornered, it's very dangerous. But at the same time, I think that this may hold the key to us being able to retake and save what is left of our nation.
Well, if you know, I tell you what, I'm not a real religious person, but I'll tell you what, I will say this much. If any time there is a time for prayers, it's now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go to the phone calls. We have three Texans lined up here. We have Daniel from Texas. Daniel, come on up. Daniel from Texas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Hey, Mike and Mark, it's a great honor to speak with both of you. I really enjoy both your shows. I listened to Mark last Saturday on Hashem, and I listen, Mike, to you pretty much every night, and I really enjoy the show. I also enjoy, forget the other guy who always phones from Texas. I can't believe I actually beat him.
Jim from Texas.
How could you forget Jim from
Texas? Yeah, I know. So, hey, I just want to send one out to Jim and all the other people. I really enjoy the show. I'm a Navy veteran, got out in April. I want to say, remember the USS Liberty. I'm promoting it as much as possible. And I was involved in some sense in the intelligence community, although not at the same level as what's currently going on. I wasn't privy to that level of knowledge, but I was under, yeah. I knew what the exercises were and everything. And I just want to say to the viewers and to you guys is that another issue here is what's going on in the family law courts with the American military members. And for example, in the Army alone in 2004, there was over about 40,000 divorces. And there's cases where these guys are deployed, wives will lie, do everything else, and they'll take their children, they'll file false allegations. You know, the American military member is underneath UCMJ and underneath civil law, and the chain of command in the military, the courts do nothing to protect the veterans' rights. They do nothing to protect the active duty military members' rights. So, you know, the whole issue here with Israel and other issues here, I'm totally on board with you guys. I mean, I've been forwardly deployed. It doesn't take a total tactician to understand the destabilization of Syria, Iraq, Iran, so on and so forth. But when your own government won't even protect a natural good, such as marriage and the relation to your children. They won't even defend you.
Well,
and,
you know, Daniel, this is so, I'm glad you called in, and this is so important because, you know, there are so many times when we're criticizing, and when I say we, I mean not just myself and Mark, but so many other people who are criticizing the Bush administration and these warmongering policies. I am not certainly criticizing the men and women in the military. I am not even criticizing the military leadership per se. I'm more or less criticizing our corrupt civilians in government, and I have always been outraged by the stories that I do hear, and they are certainly underreported, as you pointed out, the stories of how our government, I use that term very loosely, our government, the way they have treated the men and women in uniform and the lack of support they provide them, even as they drag them out of their homes and their communities and send them over there to fight these endless wars for Israel. So I that's all I have to say about that.
Well, that's my point. Is I listened to Hashem 2 weeks ago along with Mark, and there was a caller on there, and Hashem was trying to remind about the rule of law. And of course, we all want to follow the Constitution. We all want to acknowledge a rule of law in an objective world. See, you know, when you have selective enforcement of law, you do not have a rule of law, and that's
right.
The issue we find ourselves in. And I'm very disturbed about that. I mean, I know what topic you want to talk about right now, so I won't try to diverge it too much.
Well, I don't think you have at all. I think you've given us a kind of, it's certainly not a divergence at all. It certainly fits right into the big picture. And I thank you. I thank you for that call, Daniel. I appreciate that a great deal.
Also,
and Daniel, if you would drop me an email, because I'd like to speak with you offline. If possible, if you're willing to do that.
But believe it or not, Mark, you and I spoke on the chat room in Hashem's line. I'll send you the email, but you and I actually spoke. And also, Mike, just a quick recommendation. What is the best book that you know concerning the Nuremberg trials? The best.
Oh, that's hard to say. David Irving has a book on the topic, which is probably, I think, the one that... It's not the most detailed book on the trials, but it's one that really encapsulates the big picture. It's by David Irving. The title escapes me, but I think if you do some checking on the Internet, you can find it.
All right. Hey, you guys take care of that, all right?
You too.
Okay.
Thanks, Daniel.
Appreciate that, Daniel. Guess what? Hashem Talawi has called in, so let's bring Hashem up. Hashem, are you there?
Paul, now we need to figure out how in the world... Mike, you can get all these people to call your show, because I've been trying to call since like 10 minutes after the hour, and it rang and it rang and it rang, and then finally I gave up. But,
well, I told them if Hashem Talawi calls in, not
answer,
to take his
answer,
call. But...
Don't answer his call, yeah. Well, I don't know what you guys have talked about, but I can't imagine what kind of damage Mark already has done.
He's good at that, and that's why I love him.
So I'm assuming that you guys are talking about the NIE.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you guys have talked about. Maybe I'll be like duplicating what you have.
Let me just chime in here for a moment for the basis of my friend. Now, my friend here at the other end of this, you're both my friends, but Hashem in particular, his theory, Mike, is that. It was never in the plan to attack Iran to begin with,
Why didn't you let me talk? Because
you just finished your show and you've been talking for an hour and you're always interrupting me.
But you said something that was not true.
Okay.
Well, let Hashem tell us what's not true.
Exactly. Okay. The objective of this whole thing with Iran. It doesn't matter if we hit Iran or if we did not hit Iran. Now, it was a suicidal mission on the part of the United States if we actually did hit Iran. But what we need to go back, and I keep saying, go back to the base of the objective and those people who planned this whole thing, what they wanted to accomplish. And what they wanted to accomplish is this: create a camp between the Israelis and the Sunni Arab countries in the Middle East where they are together against somebody, and that somebody happened to be Iran. They created this thing with Ahmadinejad saying that he wants to destroy and wipe off the face of the map, the state of Israel, which something he did not say, but they played that over and over again until in the minds of the Israeli publics and in the minds of the American publics, they put in their head that Iran is an enemy of Israel who wants to wipe them out. They accomplished that. They were very successful in accomplishing that. They also put in the Arab mind the prospects of Iran wanting to control their lives. Since they started the Shiite-Sunni conflict in Iraq, they started this violence. So they said, we were successful in Iraq in bringing up and increasing and intensifying this violence between Sunnis and Shiites. Let's see if we can play that game into the other Arab countries, which the majority, well, actually all of them are Sunni countries. The majority of the Arabs, 99% or 90% or even more of the Arabs are Sunnis. So they played the game, the Sunni Shiites, very well. They created this image of Iran wanting to control and become a regional player with the Arab over the Arab countries. So they created and they succeeded to somewhat, they succeeded in creating this image in the Arab minds that Iran is their enemy. They succeeded, I don't say that they succeeded 100%, but to a point. Now it was time to bring the Israelis and the Arabs in the same camp. Cheney, last year, go back and check the records. He visited Saudi Arabia. The next day, George Bush was in Amman. He visited King Abdullah. And they both wanted them to form a front with Israel against Iran. The Arab countries told them, hell no. If we do it, our people will kill us. There's no way on earth that we can do it while the Israelis are killing the Palestinians, and you want us to form this front against Iran. Now, what is the objective in all of this? The objective is to have Israel become a normal, just another one, another country in the Middle East where it is looked upon in favor from the Arabs and from the Arab countries, so Israel can become the Arab friend. But they wanted to do it. Is that music I'm hearing?
What's okay. that? No, keep going.
So they wanted to do this, but they could not bypass the Palestinian card. It fell. Annapolis 2 weeks ago. Then you have the Gulf Cooperation Council that took place. That took place last week in Doha, Qatar, where all Gulf all countries in the Gulf area have invited President of Iran Ahmadinejad to speak. This was the first time in their history that an Iranian president speaks in this meeting, in this summit of Gulf Arab countries. Then, 3 days after that, we get the report, which was already out, and George Bush knew about it way back in August. We get this report that completely took the carpet from underneath, or the rug from underneath Israel. Israel was defeated with this. Israel and its all of its cronies and the neocons were defeated in this with this national intelligence estimate. It is time. The whole new American century idea is gone just because of this small report that came out. They will not be able to move on. Now, I know Mark disagrees with me that, yeah, they're still going to be attacking Iran or the intention is there. No. I probably was the only man in America who always maintained that we will not hit Iran, and I am being proven right. We will not hit Iran.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Hashem. You know, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I think that is an element in the whole big picture. But I would say this much, that when you look back on the history of Israel's intentions in the Middle East, you've always found that Iraq and Iran were the frontline targets. They went back and forth over the years, though, as to which one they considered the most important. And then the developments that took place with the emergence of George W. Bush as president set the stage, I think, for Iraq to become the first target. But ultimately, the Arab states that have been brought into this consortium, for want of a better word, they are as much a target of Israel and the Jewish lobby in this country as Iraq and Iran are and have been. So I have to say this much, though. Different Iranians, Iranian diplomats and others that I've spoken to here and abroad have, in fact, reflected exactly what you're saying, that they never thought that there was an intention by the United States to attack Iran. I thought they were whistling past the cemetery, but I think maybe the element you've introduced here is something that we do have to consider. Well, we are going to the break. Hashem, please stay aboard, and Mark, likewise. We have another caller we can bring up when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi aboard. We have another caller I want to bring up here, Howard, calling from Texas. Howard, what's up?
Hey, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Hey, Mark. Hey,
Howard.
Hashem.
Good to hear from you again.
Hey, I agree with Hashem, because when I heard about this report, I just chuckled inside and said, well, it took some time for some other agency to come out with a report about Iran, that Iran was not a threat, because Hisham and Mark, what did I tell you on Hisham's show, if a month ago or 2 months ago, about the report that came out at the United States Army War College, which is the officers, senior officers for the Army. And what did they say? Iran is not a threat. Well, nuclear threat. That where the threat is Israel.
That's right.
And now this report's coming out, which is confirming what the United States Army War College has come out. But you know what I found really interesting, guys? Is what's going on in Iraq between the Sunnis and the Shiites. They now are figuring out, with, you know, these roadside bombings and all this stuff that's been going on, they're figuring out who their enemy is. It's not us. It's the Israelis. Because they notice they're not cooperating with the United States Army and with the Marines. Why? Because what was the intent for Iraq? To break up Iraq. To break it up into these sections. That's what the Israelis wanted.
That's right.
And guess what now? The Iraqis are figuring out we've been had. And I think the United States military is figuring out they've been had. So what I'm wondering is if the military, the Army, through the CID, that's the Criminal Investigation Division, which basically investigates crimes and stuff, if all of them are all working to basically form a witch hunt to look for the Mossad agents in Iraq. Because who's doing this stuff. People keep saying, why are they doing it? I say, it's because you've got the Mossad in there that's doing this stuff. They want to break up Iraq. It's their plan.
Howard, I'll tell you what, I agree with everything you have said, and on a hopeful note, I hope your suspicions are correct, because they go along certainly with what I've been saying for a long, long time. I think the military is fed up with what's going on, and obviously the Iraqis are trying to make some sense of the situation, what's happening within their borders. We can only hope that this is a foreshadowing of a real rebellion in the ranks where we need a rebellion, and finally that some good will come out of this. But like Mark said in his article, it ain't over till it's over.
Well,
unfortunately,
he's right.
Unfortunately, this hour is over, and I want to thank you, Howard, and Hisham, and of course Mark, for calling in, because I think we've given some people something to think about and maybe learn from. Have a good evening.
You too. Well,
thanks, Mike.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. And now stay tuned for more good programming on republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams is coming up. Don't miss his program. Oh, it's Lee Rogers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you have a good evening.